Coming up on the program, a teacher thinks it's unreasonable to have guns on a college campus, so he's ending his long career at the University of Texas, Austin. In Cleveland, though, the use of force against 12-year-old Tamir Rice, shot dead by police last November, was deemed reasonable. The child looked like a possible threat for carrying a pellet gun, according to two independent reviewers. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor says a grand jury will decide whether Officer Timothy Lohman and his partner Frank Garmbach will face charges. WKSU's Kabir Bhatia has been following developments. Welcome, Kabir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So we've heard your voice on NPR. You've really sort of taken this case everywhere in public media since it broke. I'm curious about these independent reviewers here. They're both prosecutors or prosecutor-oriented folks?
Well, they are. One's a retired FBI agent. One is currently a Denver prosecutor. And they were commissioned to do these reports by the Cuyahoga County prosecutor independently. And their findings both found that Officer Lohman had a reasonable reason to believe that he was under threat from Tamir Rice.
And did the prosecutor's office in Cuyahoga County believe that these independent reviews would calm things down? Because that doesn't seem to have been the effect.
I'm not sure if calming things down is part of their mission statement, but by releasing them, they said they wanted to keep things transparent, keep the investigation transparent, and keep the public informed. So I guess in a way that could be said that it would keep things calm so that there was a feeling that, yes, things are moving forward transparently, things are happening. But I think you're correct in assessing that this may have not had the intended effect, especially with the Rice family's attorneys. It's not sitting well with them.
Well, this notion of transparency is also kind of cynical in the sense that we go from these independent reviewers who have a prosecutorial orientation, as you've said, to a secret grand jury, which the family has said will now be cleared to essentially exonerate these officers. Now, of course, that's the family's view. We'll have to wait and see. But is that the feeling on the street in Cleveland?
Seems to be somewhat. The people, I mean, this came out on a Saturday night during a holiday weekend. I'm not sure how much of this information has even reached the street, so to speak, as of now on Monday morning. But the feeling, especially given the statements from the Rice family's attorneys, is that it's avoiding, the phrase that they used was avoiding accountability for the prosecutor's office, even though the prosecutor, by saying they're releasing this to be transparent, feels that they're doing the exact opposite. And the attorneys say almost that this was a step to whitewash. They feel that there was enough evidence, even in June, before the sheriff's department's report came out, there was enough evidence then to indict, in the words of the Rice family's attorneys.
Would a grand jury decision not to indict essentially exonerate these officers? Does it end there? Would they have civil options, the family, and are there federal investigations possibly looming here?
Well, federally, there's, of course, the consent decree, and I'm sure that this is being looked at as part of that. But from a civil standpoint, they've said that there are many things that have come out in the investigation that in a civil suit might be looked at. For example, there's no audio on the one surveillance tape of what happened, and various witnesses have said different things, whether the officers shouted commands, whether they didn't. There's the question of what was passed on from the 911 dispatcher to the officers, and all of that would likely come up in a civil suit.
Tension in Cleveland before we go?
Tension for the last, I'd say, year and a half when it comes to things like this. But with the consent decree coming out, there's the hope, I guess, on the part of the public that the department will be making some sort of reforms, changes. There's a panel that's coming up that's going to be looking at all of that. So always tension, but possibly we're looking optimistically at that.
Looking optimistically from WKSU, Kabir Bhatia is reporting on the Tamir Rice case in Cleveland, Ohio. Kabir, thanks so much.
Thank you.